Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
So let's take a look at the Texas Longhorns and what they're going to bring against Mississippi State up there in Omaha. We're now on the Welcome Home Beef Hotline. Danny Davis, he covers the Longhorns for the Austin American Statesman. I'll be honest, Danny, you know, going back to the beginning of the season and the Globe Life Tournament, watching Texas, I was not very impressed with the Longhorns that first weekend, but they have been just incredible since then, 47-12 since that opening weekend. How has this team evolved throughout the season?
Yeah, I mean, that weekend is, it's kind of tough what you want to put into it. And I guess if you're a fan of one of the teams that did well, you know, you kind of, you know, you say, hey, you know, we beat a bunch of good teams. A good team that struggled like Texas did. You know, you have some excuses. I mean, Texas can always fall on the fact that it was the opening week of the season because of the winter storm, which I don't know how badly that hit y'all in Starkville. You know, Texas wasn't able to practice pretty much the entire week until they got to Arlington. I think they got one practice in. So, you know, they were rusty, and it's really tough to be rusty when you go in there and you see someone like Landon Sims thrown at you. You know, it's a little tougher to see that kind of your introduction to the college baseball season. So I think most people, if you're a Texas fan or someone covered the Texas team, you knew that was not going to be the Texas team that was at the end of the season. I don't know if you necessarily thought this was a College World Series team or the number two seed overall, but you knew that that Texas team was not as bad as they were in Arlington. I'm sure if you were, you know, a Mississippi State fan, you also knew that that was not a, you know, finished product that they were seeing too, that the, you know, teams evolve, whether it's lineup changes or, you know, different, you know, streaks or, you know, whatever. You see those two teams probably not going to be the same teams that they were at the beginning of the season, but yeah, Texas did not look good that weekend, but they have gotten a lot of better, you know, whether it's for a couple lineup changes, a couple of the guys, you know, they're starting right fielder, Douglas Hodo didn't play in that game, they're starting second baseman, didn't play in that game either, Mitchell Daly, he was a true freshman, so they've had some different changes. Pete Hansen, he came out of the bullpen in that game, was coming off a COVID deal in the offseason, so he was working his way into form, and you know, now he's their number three with an asterisk starter. So this is just a different team than what you saw at the beginning of the season. I'm sure if you're a Texas fan, you also know that the team, Mississippi State team that you saw, is not the same team either, and they're probably much better, much more into the season and battle-tested than they were in February.
When you look at the stats, just, you know, on paper, these two teams are pretty similar. You know, I wouldn't call either of them a great hitting team, but they definitely hit the ball well. Pitching is definitely the strength for Mississippi State. It appears to be the same for Texas. The team ERA under 2.89. We all know about Ty Madden and what he brings to the table, one of the best pitchers in America. What does the rest of that rotation look like? And you know, looking at them in the bullpen, especially, I guess, for Mississippi State, because we're just talking about a one-game deal here, you know, who are the first guys that are going to come in, and if Madden can't, you know, go deep?
You know, like I just mentioned, Pete Hansen, who pitched an inning, I believe, in that opener, he's their number three. He was coming off some COVID issues in the offseason, so it kind of took him a while to get started, and he kind of came in the season. A lot of people thought he was going to be this is going to be his only last year at Texas that he made, because he's a draft-eligible second-year guy, that he may be a high draft pick. Kind of struggled at the beginning of the season, but really towards the end, went from their midweek starter to their, you know, really solidifying the back end of their bullpen, and he's been a really good number three starter. I would suspect if Ty runs into trouble, or if you know, they need a lefty, that he'll play in the Mississippi State game, just because of, you know, day off you get, and he wouldn't have to start for another 4 days if Texas was fortunate enough to get that far. So I'd imagine he'd be one of the options out of the bullpen. They've kind of settled on three freshmen and I believe Colton Kinney is a redshirt junior. He was on that 2018 team. Those are kind of the four arms they like to call out of their bullpen. Cole hit 98 a couple of weeks ago, so he kind of seems to be hitting his stride towards the end of the season. Aaron Nixon is another arm out of their bullpen, a freshman, has had a really good season. Tanner Wick is going to maybe their Friday starter next year. Has been another option out of their bullpen. He's a guy that can give you 2-3 innings if you need. And then Lucas Gordon, another lefty option, another freshman, has been one of their guys. So they kind of have 3 to 4 guys out of the bullpen. They do have a grad transfer in Palmer Wenzel, who may see some time if the game gets out of hand, or they may need one out if there's a matchup somewhere along the line. So But yeah, Texas has kind of kept it, kept it pretty simple. They have three or four guys they like to call on, and if one of those guys pitches one day, they'll turn to the next guy the next day.
When I look at them from a hitting perspective, I see a team that I think can be successful in Omaha. Obviously, they have the three guys in double-digit home runs, but six different guys in double digits with doubles, and that's what that park, you know, really needs, guys who can drive the ball into the alleys. You know, you're not going to hit as many home runs up there. Do you think from a hitting perspective this Texas team is sort of set up to win in Omaha?
Yeah, I mean, this Texas team, I'm sure, like many teams, has had its peaks and valleys. We saw a valley in Arlington, and that's been a problem as kind of marred Texas at times during the season and kind of came to prop up at the Big 12 tournament where, you know, sometimes they can get a little impatient. Sometimes they have some bad at-bats and the strikeouts can pile up. And I know David, when we talked to him the other day, the strikeouts was something he definitely kind of mentioned concerned him just because of how good Mississippi State has been compiling, you know, however many the Bulldogs have with like 750 or something like that strikeouts this season. I mean, that's a concern for a team that has struggled getting the bat on the ball. But, you know, when Texas is able to make contact and they are able to get on base, they can wreak some havoc. They have those power guys in the middle, and then they just have some speed. They have some guys who can straight out fly. Mike Antico, he's top three nationally in both walks and stolen bases right now. The grad transfer from St. John's. Eric Kennedy, who is swinging a hot stick, had a walk-off double in one of their super regional games, but he's also a guy that can lay down a bunt and easily beat it to first base. He's has double-digit bunt singles in his career, and he's one of those guys where if he gets on first, you know, it's a very good chance he's taking second. So, I mean, they have some speed. They have some power. It's a nice blend. It's a matter of, you know, if they can stay within themselves and make contact. If they don't, you know, it wouldn't be a surprise to see Texas, you know, have double-digit strikeouts, and that could be a problem if that happens.
Interesting with the running game with Mississippi State. You know, Logan Tanner has been one of the best catchers in the SEC in terms of throwing out runners, so that'll be a fun strength-on-strength matchup to watch. This team only lost 15 games all year, but 10 of those were away from Austin. Now, obviously, three of them are in that opening weekend, but overall, team has not played, you know, great baseball outside of their home games. Is that a concern for you as they head on the road here?
Not really. I don't know what the draws are going to be in the Omaha. I'm sure Texas is going to have its fair share of fans at the game. I don't know if you know who's going to have more fans there in Nebraska, Texas, or Mississippi State. Luckily for Texas, this is both a, you know, I think a good thing and a bad thing, and I'm sure the Bulldogs have to deal with the same thing. You know, it's a Sunday night game, but they got up there yesterday, so I mean they've had a while to kind of get acclimated to the climate, get used to their hotel rooms, kind of, you know, they're not just, you know, coming in there the day before and trying to adjust to a new setting. They're going to have a time to, you know, adjust to the ballpark, all that stuff that they are. I don't know if they're actually allowed that much practice time at the ballpark. But, you know, I'm not really concerned since it is a neutral site game, and I'm sure, you know, Texas fans will travel. But they played decently well when they went to TCU a couple weeks ago, and a month or so ago, and they needed to, you know, win to stay in the Big 12 title hunt. They have had some slip-ups, you know, at the end of, you know, some series and stuff like that, but, you know, that can happen if you're playing three and you drop one. That's not the worst thing in the world that could happen, and then obviously there's that slip-up to begin the season. So, I mean, I wouldn't be too concerned about them, you know, feeling out of place since it is a neutral site game and Texas will travel, but I'm sure they'd much rather the College World Series be being played at the Dish here in Austin, but, you know, they have to deal with the same thing that everyone else, you know, their problems are no different than anyone else this weekend.
I mean, you know, Duty Noble holds, you know, 15,000 here in Starkville. I mean, we can get some big crowds down here if we want to go that route.
Yeah, well, I know you guys love baseball down there in SEC country.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
Is Texas a team, you know, let's play the game that Mississippi State wins this first game. Is Texas a team that can get through the loser's bracket?
Yeah, I mean, I think Texas has some depth, and, you know, it all kind of comes down to pitching. And Texas does have some depth. Tristan Stevens, we didn't mention earlier, I think is a really good number two. He's one of those guys that, you know, we may not be seeing 10 years from now in the pros, but, you know, he's a great college pitcher. He's having a great season, and he's not going to be deterred or scared or anything like that. Like, he's just a, you know, fifth-year guy who's loving life and enjoying the fact that he gets to play for the team he grew up, you know, rooting for and dreaming he could play for. So, I mean, he's kind of built for this moment. Then you'd have, you know, you'd have the Pete Hansen coming up in that third game, and then they have some other guys. You know, Colby Kubitschek was part of the rotation. He could throw some innings if they needed to. They could have a bullpen game with some of those bullpen guys I mentioned. So I think they have the depth on their pitching staff to make it through the loser's bracket. But, you know, I'm sure they'd much rather go the route of the winner's bracket because that loser's bracket is absolutely no fun.
Yeah, no question about that. So we'll see what happens. Sunday night, 6 p.m. At TD Ameritrade, Mississippi State and Tech. It's always fun when two power programs get together. Should be a good game for the two squads. Danny Davis from the Austin American-Statesman. Thanks so much, man. I really appreciate your time.
No problem. Have a good one.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.